continuing our conversation, because we need to move beyond the timeline.
Of course.
There is an accusation that you favor SIU Edwardsville over SIU Carbondale. Is that true?
It's absolutely not true, and I spoke to this in the news conference that I did last Friday to indicate that is just not the case. I mean, to restate a bit what I shared there, 4 years ago when I had the opportunity to come back as system president, we really had to think through, we being my wife and I, really had to think through about, you know, where we wanted to be, what we wanted to do. The board at that time, particularly the chair, had indicated that, you know, really I could set my president's office in Springfield, Edwardsville, or Carbondale. Obviously, the Stone Center is the system office, but, you know, I tend to rotate among the three. And he said, really, you can go where you want to go. And we did some thinking about that and ultimately decided that Carbondale is the place to be. This was home for us previously. Me having taught here, Rhonda has 3 degrees from the institution. We have family in this area. It was certainly the case as we returned that I knew that the heavy lift for really being involved more at a campus level was going to be at Carbondale. So it just made sense to be here, buy our home here, and settle. And I don't regret that at all. But what we have to do is also remember that as system president, I do have a responsibility to ensure that I'm representing and working for the entire system as it spreads out across about 66 counties of Illinois. So I looked at the headline, for instance, in the analysis piece that was in the Sunday Southern Illinoisan, and the headline, and I'll be paraphrasing it to some degree, was that it's revealed that Dunn was working with SIUE. Well, I work with all of the campuses. We have meetings on all kinds of issues that are coming up, where you're trying to balance the interests across the system to get to a right response that allows each campus to grow, thrive, and prosper, and doesn't put another one of the campuses at any disadvantage. So that is the nature of my work. But for this idea that I'm trying to somehow punish Carbondale or tie a cement block to it is absolutely not true, because we're at this very critical point, an inflection in this campus where we've got to move forward. We've got to be able to pull up on that stick and get out of this dive, or we're going to be in a situation that is very, very bad, if not irretrievable. So I'm all in to build Carbondale. I have my views as to how it should be done. I have direction that I think is appropriate, but I don't run the campus. That's for the chancellor. But we've all got to come together, heal our way through this, and quit creating this circular firing squad, because it's not doing anybody or any campus any good in the end. And by the way, there's also this notion of needing to get a resolution to this question ultimately, because whether I'm here, whether it's somebody else, this big policy question in terms of the allocation is not going to disappear, of course.
As usual, we run short of time, so I want to fold two things one, and we'll be done with that. On the reallocation question that you say will continue to be an issue.
Yes.
The last board meeting, the trustees indicated that they wanted you to identify a consultant and move forward in getting that analysis done. So where are you in that process? And at the same time, what are you and your administration doing to bring these two campuses back together to act as a system?
All right, quickly. Given that directive from the board, I have identified a consulting group, very well known nationally. The group works in higher education. I don't think it's appropriate to name them at this point, but I have actually the contract in front of me, ready to go. But understand, Jennifer, that we have now in front of the Illinois House of Representatives a resolution that's been filed by Representative Katie Stewart from up in the Metro East that would have the Illinois Board of Higher Education to actually take on a parallel study or similar study as to the pros and cons of a potential system dissolution, as well as looking at the appropriate formula for allocating the state appropriations. So I've had contact with the chair and sent a missive out to the board as a whole. And I think the sense right now, and I talked to the chair about this a couple of days ago, I think the sense now is probably to wait, see where that House resolution goes, and then if the Board of Higher Education takes up that study, there becomes another, you know, then a decision. Does the board want to do its own separate parallel study that it will have to pay for? And they may, because they pledged to do that, and they still may want to go forward with it. But I think right now we're taking a pause on things to see where the legislation, the House resolution goes, and then that will move back to the front burner to see if we go ahead and contract with this firm. And once I do that, obviously it would be, you know, publicly released and people would know who it is, et cetera.
And on mending fences?
I think what we've got to do is figure out a way for this is and this is me kind of talking personally and trying to think through it. I think what we've got to do is figure out a way to get some sort of impartial third party honest broker to pull some key individuals together to figure out if there's a way to come to a truce on this. If there's a way to step back. I do fear, and again, it's, you know, it's not to question people's motives, it's not to, you know, to say something should or shouldn't happen, but we're going to end up in FOIA wars if we don't get this figured out. As I mentioned earlier, you know, depending on where this goes in terms of my contract and employment, this could lead to litigation. We're doing nothing that helps the university, and I talk about the university as a whole. It becomes, at, you know, in the center of the target. And again, that's not just Carbondale, that's the entire system based upon where we are now. So if we could figure out a way to have somebody pull us together, everyone kind of put down, you know, the weapons of war, so to speak, on this, get past the politics of it, maybe there's a way to figure out something where everyone comes together, says, all right, we need to stop this, heal it, bind the wounds, pick up and move forward. It has to happen eventually in some form or fashion.
Dr. Dunn, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jennifer.